It is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
Uh-huh. How you doing, Conti?
Good.
My turn to ask.
Yeah.
How you living?
I am excited for many things. The Boston Marathon to guide, number one. I got my shirt on. I have one of my 85 shirts on today again.
Yeah.
Love these things.
Those Boston Marathon shirts are... You gotta earn those.
So you excited?
I'm excited.
Okay, you ready to rumble?
Yeah, I'm ready to rumble.
All right.
This will come out after we're finished.
Doesn't matter.
That's right. We'll see you on the other side.
That's fine. I always get excited, and then on the way here, I was listening to the radio, and it was like, and Monday marks, you know, April 15th, and it's the same date it was when it was bombed and blah 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 blah, and I was like, wow, I was really excited, now I'm scared.
Yeah,
it's so bizarre. I don't know why people even do that stuff, but positivity is what we're focusing on today.
We're focusing on
joy.
That's right, the word of the day is joy, ladies and gentlemen.
Paul Galoro is so awesome and was actually the CanFit Pro Fitness Professional of the Year last year. Among other awards he's won in the fitness industry and beyond, is here to talk a little bit about his journey and, honestly, you know, asking him questions about, you know, your success and this and that. You're going to want to hear this, because all of y'all out there that are like, hey, if you just follow my plan, like, you'll be successful and you'll do that.
Like, blueprint to success.
That's bullshit. It's and you all shit. Know it, okay? So we've got some real conversation today. So get your pens out and get yourself ready. I'm yelling at everyone already.
No, yeah. Relax.
You know?
Relax.
I'm sorry.
It's about joy, right? Paul's, you'll hear his unique program, too. He's meeting
Arise.
With people. Yeah, Arise. 5 days a week.
Yeah.
They meet early in the morning, set the tone for the day. Right, they mix up the themes a little bit from day to day, but 5 days a week, he and his his partners and his friends on this community are meeting up, and it's just a really, really, really unique business, I guess, setup that he's got going for him, and just helping people out and helping people find joy every morning, Monday through Friday, and I just think it's really cool. And when he first said it, I was like, that sounds like a lot, but you think about it, we're doing something every morning. Might as well be with community. Might as well be together. Might as well be with purpose. And might as well be to, you know, put a little joy in your life as you start your day. So really, really cool. Anything more to add, Christine?
Yeah. We're not talking like getting up and having to do like a kill yourself hit class every morning either. And we're also not talking about just standing there and saying like om for 5 minutes or whatever and taking a breath. It's all different aspects of your life. And he does a lot of work with seasons and changing and really cool perspective. So you're going to want to listen up and hear this.
Getting in tune over there. So, yes, please listen to this one. It's a really, really fun podcast, and Paul is fantastic. So with all that said, get to it. Two Fit Crazy and a Microphone podcast. Here we go.
To another amazing episode of the Two Fit Crazies and a Microphone podcast. Brian, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Christine.
Of course you are.
I
it's
know.
Friday.
Yeah, well, we're living.
And we're about to head to Boston for the Boston Marathon pretty soon. So
quietly. We're just quietly just killing time before the Boston Marathon.
Killing time. We've got an amazing guest today. Paul Galoro, how are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm so happy to be here.
This has been a while in the making get you on these airwaves, and we love our guests from Canada. Tell everyone where you're coming to us from.
I'm just north of Toronto in a little town called Innisfil, Ontario.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Is it springtime there? I think you said it was a little colder.
It's been raining for like the last 2 days. My dog is very upset because I won't take him out for a walk. Although he made me walk him. It was pouring rain. He's like, we're still going. I'm like, dude, it's time to go in. But yeah, spring is trying to make its way. We had a little bit of snow last week, but and then a little bit of sun and then a little bit of rain. So it's the typical Ontario summer or spring.
And
right
there, but there is not much better than that summertime in Toronto, right? It's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm very blessed. I live right beside a lake. So when it gets too hot, I just go for a little dip and then I get back in to whatever it is I was doing.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just living.
All right, everybody. So I had the opportunity to see Paul in person, in the flesh. It's been quite a few years that you've been around, put it that way, making your way in the limelight. And we never really had a chance to sit down and talk, because whenever you're at conferences and you're moving all over, it's like a whirlwind. Like, you want to talk to people and you want to have these like meaningful conversations. And then
it's like, hey,
hi,
good.
Yeah.
Call me.
Here's an email. Like, and it's just a hot mess. And finally, you know, after you've been winning all of these big awards and which we're going to have you talk about in a little bit. We're like, that's it. We're having a conversation. And then the love just blossomed. And now you are on our airwaves. So tell our listeners, all right, in a nutshell, what is it that you do? What are you doing?
You know what? There's so many things that I'm doing, but my big kind of mission here is to help people fall wildly in love with themselves, with their body, with their mind, with their life, with where they are right now, and go out and do great things with that.
Amazing.
That's
my favorite. Flourish is the word that came to mind here. Like, you know, just like feel awesome all the time.
It's absolutely.
It's available.
All right. Take us back. All right. Because obviously, I don't know if you went to school and majored in having people fall wildly in love with themselves. Like, I'm not sure that I saw that in the catalog of classes.
You guys don't have that at school.
No, I mean, I would have taken that. Yeah. That sounds great. Like, how to love, why don't they have that? Like, how to love yourself.
Right.
Like, that should be a mandatory class.
No, we give you like the recorder and teach you hot cross buns instead. Right. It's like,
exactly.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Oh my gosh. So take us back to Paul when he was a wee child in school. What was he like?
You know, when I was in school, I just wanted to have a good time. I was, you know, I was socializing with everyone. To be honest, I wasn't even into like gym class. I love to play in the school ground, the play yard. What do you call it? My brain's getting
playground.
Crushed right now.
The school
playground.
Yard, the
that's
play-
it.
Yeah. In traffic. You know, we played in traffic.
Exactly. In the middle of the road. No, but I would just love to play. And I mean, you know, going through my teenage years and my 20s, I never knew what I wanted to do. One minute I wanted to be a journalist. First I wanted to go into human resources. Then I wanted to be a journalist. And what ends up happening is, at some point in my 20s, I was smoking. I hated my life. I worked for the federal government. I went through this, what I thought was a major heartbreak.
Right.
Well, my heart was broken, but I thought I was in the relationship. I wasn't. But anyways, this whole like life change needed to happen. And so I decided to stop smoking cigarettes and I walked into a gym. I hired a personal trainer. And from there, I was just like, oh my gosh, I changed my life in that moment. And then with the help of the personal trainer, then I got into group fitness, and that's what brought me into this world. But I just remember being at a very young age thinking to myself, I just want to make a difference in people's lives. And I just want people to know that the way that we, like, I knew this at a young age, the way we've been told to live our lives is not the truth. It's not how we're actually meant to be living our lives. So I want to bring that to people.
Yeah, that's great.
I think we all found that out at some point, right? Like many of us.
It's like, yeah. I just want to make people happy, however that might be, right? Like whatever, whether it's playing a guitar or making them laugh or anything, you know, it's just like whatever it is, or just, you know, giving them a book that's going to change how they feel, like whatever it may be, like a librarian can change your freaking life and make you happy.
That's
right?
That's true.
Like I tell my kids that all the time. I said, if you can do two things, I said, if you can fix things or make people happy, you're going to be okay. Right. Like you're just going to be okay. Like, right. Like even, and if you can like make them happy by fixing things, you're probably going to fix their air conditioning or their heat in Canada or maybe like their knee or, you know, their knee or their shoulder. That's a good thing to fix and make them happy.
Their mindset.
This case, you know, how they see things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. And that's the major thing there. I just wanted to help people shift their perceptions, because growing up, I mean, there was a lot of these isms that I never quite understood. The way my parents were living their life, the way I'd always hear, like, you had to do this and then this and then this. It just never made sense to me until I started to like look at it and start to live my own life and start to see it. First of all, that way is very uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good in my body. I just want people to be here and have a good time. The other major thing that I want people to know is that joy is our birthright, and it's within us. So as much as we look at things to make us happy, that happiness comes from within first. And that's what I had to find in order to be able to share that with other people. And I found that through movement, and I found that through play, and I found that through, you know, all sorts of things. But, I don't know where we were going with that. Now, but those words just came out of my mouth.
Here on the show, we just call what you referred to as the life playbook. Like, here's your playbook. Here's the next page. Here's the next chapter. It's already written out for you. You get a career. You get a wife, a husband, wife, family, whatever. And you have children, and then you work, and then you retire with a pension.
Ask me what we did with our playbook. Yeah. Ask me.
What did you do with your?
We lit it on fire. We burned that mother down. That's not
good.
Who we are.
I'm a recovering mortgage banker. Christine's a recovering a lot of things.
Yep.
I could feel you, because I was miserable. I was sitting in a office that, you know, was an I made it job. Like, I made it. Like, I could do anything I want with this. I can make money. I can have a family and raise them, send them off to school and do
it
whatever.
Sucks.
And I was, but I was fucking miserable, right? And my health was suffering because of it, because I was just not, you know, there was no joy, right? There you go. There is no joy.
Absolutely.
And I hated the people I was around. I hate, like, you know, and they weren't doing anything wrong. They were just doing them, but it was just not jiving with what I was. It was like salesman. Mm-hmm. I was around a bunch of salesmen. I was like, this fucking sucks. You got to find it in yourself. And, you know, so like Christine said, there's no college courses per se for finding joy and happiness. And there's really no outright, like, you didn't like look in the want ads and find a listing that, you know, that you applied for or anything. So how do you make it work? How did you, you know, create what you've created?
You know, fitness was really like my way in, because people were coming to the gyms. They just wanted to feel good in their bodies. And then it was all the way I just kind of presented that and made, for me, movement fun. See, I always had a spiritual practice. And so even before I got into fitness, before I started teaching yoga, I always had this connection to a higher power. And then from there, I discovered the book, You Can Heal Your Life, where Louise Hay talks all about mindset, positive affirmation, how what we think makes us feel in certain ways. And so I was, you know, back in the early 2000s, I was bringing that into my fitness classes, and people were like, huh? Like, they just didn't get it. But that was kind of what I was just kind of, all the things that I had experienced in my life that were making me feel good was what I was bringing into what I knew how to do. And at that time it was write and move people's bodies. That's how it was. But over the years, I mean, I discovered so many things like nervous system regulation. So then I started to bring that into the mix on how people can, because we have to get into our bodies and feel our bodies before we can start to look at the things of our mind. and start to make choices in how we think and what we, how we perceive the world. So I really don't know how I got to where I am right now. I just knew that I just followed my heart and I did all the things that made me feel really good and then started to incorporate them. Now, has it been easy to share that with the world? Not really, because half the time I feel like I'm saying things and people are like, what's this guy going on about? But then when I sit down one-on-one with someone and we do this work together, then they have these aha moments and the transformations happen, you know?
People really have to feel it, right? You said, you know, feelings and joy is a feeling and what does it feel like? And like, they really have to feel it. And then you're like, there it is, that right there. You can live like that all the time, right? And they can capture it. And but like in a group, a group setting with you just throwing out a bunch of, you know, Louise Hay stuff is not always helpful.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So now this is where we're going forward, because you have programs like you've developed different practices and, you know, have kind of put yourself out there. What was that journey? I know so many people, you know, they listen to this podcast and they're like, oh, how do I get to be like you? And how did this person get to, you know, there's a difference between you saying, hey, I want to spread joy and be happy, to the point where I'm going to be actually presenting and winning awards for my work. So what was that process?
Oh my gosh. You know what? There was a lot of, I had to shed a lot of layers, because when I got into this industry and when I got into doing what I do, I had this idea in mind that it had to look a certain way. And it was all based on what other people had done and what they had said is how I was supposed to do it. And it always felt very uncomfortable. Like I would go out there and do it and I would be myself, but trying to like contort myself into this program or into that type of class. It wasn't until, I almost walked away from the industry too. Just like a couple years before the pandemic, I just was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. So I took a step back, but it was the pandemic that brought me back in, because I saw a lot of people just needing some grounding. But as I didn't have anybody, like I didn't have any brand behind me saying, okay, Paul, you're going to go out into the world and do this. I had more agency to decide what I wanted to do. And I wanted to do something completely different. So my program, Arise, for example, it's a daily morning readiness program where we do mindfulness, we meditate, we move our bodies, we do everything to get ourselves ready to go out into the world and be our fabulous self. So it's not just focusing on the mindset stuff. It's not just focusing on the fitness stuff. It's not just focusing on the spiritual stuff. It's blending it all together. And I had to give myself permission to create something like that. I don't know. I hadn't seen anything like that out in the world. And I didn't really have a guidebook. I just knew this was in my heart and this is how I needed to bring it to the world. And I just said, screw it. Because I talked to a lot of people like, I don't know if you can do that. That's a big commitment. It's literally 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm there on people's Zoom doing this program with them. And everyone said, no, it's too much. You can't do it. But I was like, but my heart says it has to be this way. And I did it. And here we are.
Wow. That is a commitment. There's no doubt about it. Right?
Yeah. And I mean, listen, I go on vacation and I pre-record some,
okay.
But for like,
fair enough.
But for at least 48 weeks out of the year, I'm with these people Monday to Friday. But again, it feels right. It felt right when I started and it still feels right now.
Tell us more about it. How does it go down? Is it same people, same like groups, you know, every day?
Yeah, well, there's been, there's three that have been there since day one, and I started this in November 2021.
Wow.
It's both in real time and on demand. So, in real time, we meet and it fluctuates. It started at 6:30 in the morning and I'd have like one or two people coming and then 12 people on demand. And then I moved it to 7:30 and more people started to show up. Depends on the season. In the winter months, we start a little bit later. In the summer months, we start a little bit earlier. But people either pop in on the Zoom, and then there's me. I always start with a slide that shows when the sun is going to rise and when it's going to set. So we know, I think it's important that we know what's going on in our natural world, right? So we start off with that connection. Then there's always like a reflection question where for 5 minutes, people are just writing down, journaling something, just to get the thoughts out of their mind and on paper so they can see what's happening. And then every day of the week, we have something different. On Mondays, I pick a tarot card. And so we talk about that. On Tuesdays, it's more of a physical practice. So we do some yoga or we'll do some like light intensity interval training in our mornings. Wednesday is all about the mind. So we are looking at expanding our mind in somehow, whether we watch a YouTube video about something like a topic that we're learning about, or we do some sort of nervous system regulation or a meditation for the mind. Thursdays is all about expanding our worldview. So I have this program that I've taken a training called Points of View. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. And these cards that show you pictures and then you look at the picture in a certain way and you ask certain questions that helps you kind of open up your mind to seeing a solution to something that maybe you hadn't seen before. So we're doing that mindset stuff. And then Friday is all about self-care and self-love. So today, for example, we're recording this on a Friday. We did stuff for the lymphatic system and we did some like lymphatic drainage for our face. And that was our 30 minutes of self-care, mind, body, spirit over the course of the week before we go out into the world. Like we're doing this stuff before we even step out there. We're setting ourselves up to how we want to be, how we want to show up in the world. And then everyone's going out and doing that. And it's available in real time and also on demand. So for those that I've got some people that's like 7:15 is a little early for me, bro. And I'm like, all right, do it when you wake up. It'll be there.
I love the concept of this, just getting people into the habit of doing something. And people say all the time, like, what's, you know, do you have a ritual? Do you have a something you do? And I said, listen, I'm like, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I am not that morning person. Brian is a really good morning person. I am not that morning person. However, there's always going to be something that I do in the morning, just like the, you know, the whole idea, that speech about making your bed, right?
Right.
You have to have something like that, that you do every morning, whatever that may be, that makes you feel like I just accomplished something, whatever that thing is. And for me, I have to do something like make the bed or take a moment and just sit and look out the window and, you know, okay, how do I feel today? What do I have on my plate? And just decompress, couple deep breaths. That's my thing. I don't do something big, but there's got to be something. And that, you know, again, you're setting yourself up for success. And I think, you know, a lot of us that came from different careers or were upset, we would get up every morning and be like, oh, gotta go to work.
Or just not even knowing.
You know, and that's not a way to get up and live your day. You're already dreading what's going to happen.
Like, just some people just don't even know what the hell they're doing in the morning. It's just routine. It's just like, you know, hit the alarm and go in the shower, wipe their eyes. Like, it's, you know, just barely living, right? And just going with the routine of years and years and years and years of years of muscle memory. And and to have something like this bright and early. And look, I almost gasped and almost agreed with the people that were saying it's a lot, right? For you to do this 5 days a week. But people go to the gym 7 a.m., right? It's the morning routine. It's like, I loved my morning gym classes that I've taught over the years because, you know, it's the community. It's the people. It's like you see them. I know they're going to have a good day for the most part, right? If not, maybe they're going to bitch a little bit and get it out of the way, right? You know, like whatever it might be. You know, at least they're going to get some exercise too. So, it's a great setup.
Yeah. I think it's really important that, like Christine, you said, you make your bed every morning. We need these anchors in life, right? And if you start your day anchored, I came from, as you described, Brian, waking up, hating my job, not wanting to go there. I was that guy. I was also the frantic, like I thought at one point, life shouldn't start before 10 a.m. Yeah. I still believe that to a certain degree, but I wake up before that so I could have my own life before 10 a.m. But my life was always, oh my God, I'm late. And then, phew, and then I just got addicted to that, like literal hormones pumping through my body to get my day started.
Yeah.
When I started to slow down and wake up a little bit earlier, this is when I was going to yoga retreats before I even started leading them. I just noticed such a huge difference in how I operated through the day. And that's why I wanted this anchor where people just, we don't need to live in that like hyper stressed moment from the time we wake up until we go to bed. Like, it's just, again, is that really why I chose to come into this physical body in this world to be in that hamster wheel? It just doesn't make sense.
I create my own hamster wheel sometimes, but also,
yeah, so do I.
But I mean, it's also, like I enjoy some of that hamster wheel, and also it's not someone else creating the hamster wheel. That's the other part of it.
Yes.
You have control. So when I look at my schedule and I'm like, man, I got like back to back to back to back meetings. I still don't dread them because I set them up. And there's some sort of like, oh, I get to talk to this person. I get to do this. Brian's like, oh, geez,
now,
is she coming here?
Christine's business day is like a hit class, right?
I get
that's
that.
Pretty
it's like
good.
A Tabata.
It is. You know, the 20 seconds
she shows me her book with the different highlights and like, these are my travel days. And they're like, half the month is bright yellow.
We're going to Boston and I'm like, oh, I'll be home 2 days. I got to go to Texas for the day. Someone's like, for the day? I'm like, yeah, for the day. I'll be back tomorrow morning. It's just the day.
It's not for everybody, Christine.
Not everyone does that.
Right?
You know, right. I have like a cycle. My Mondays are always very slow. My Tuesdays are like that. Mm. Like I teach 4 classes on Tuesdays. I'm all over the place. But then Wednesday's a little bit slower. Yeah. And then Thursday's the same. Like I live like that. I love that. My body like thrives in that intensity. But then also my body really appreciates that slowness. So it's balance.
It's just like a good training program, right? You take those
yeah,
easy
exactly.
days easy and you look forward to them, but you also like the hard days. You get something out of it. So, it's really cool. And how you said most people, you know, a lot of people watch it live, a lot of people watch it on the tape. How do you go about finding people, but you know, how do you promote it and how do you get it out to people?
So that's,
podcasts that's been a challenge. Like this, Brian.
Okay.
Podcasts. Yes. Thank you for having me. You know, my newsletter and, what I find is cause the concept, you know, I don't know how to market this. I don't know how to promote it. It's a morning readiness program. Not a lot of people get it. So the stuff that I've been sharing on social when I get around to it, has been helpful because then people start to understand it. Again, it's such a, even sometimes myself, I'm like, but what really is this? Cause it's got everything, right? I can't just say it's a movement class. I can't just say it's a meditation. I can't just say it's a mindset because it's all of it. So it's a wellness program that really gets people into their bodies and ready for the day. So I share it. Newsletters, podcasts, being guests, also my own podcast, which I currently have on hiatus, as I'm restructuring it, but it's like a complement to the Arise. Arise, we do things, but in the podcast, I talk about things to give people a little bit more background about why we do the things that we do, what it means for us, et cetera. And then a lot of the people in the program itself, they love it and they share it with their loved ones and people come and experience it. So
if you build it, they will come.
Exactly.
You know what feel the dreams.
You know what he's doing. You know what the program is. It's an umbrella of health.
That's exactly it.
There it is.
A little catch-all.
It's a little ecosystem.
A little this, a little that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So take us forward to, you know, you've been developing this and moving forward and really establishing who you are and what you want to be and what you want to give to the world. How did that then translate into... I mean, you are an excellent presenter. I've seen you present. I've seen you speak. Where did that come along?
You know, it's interesting. And I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to say it out loud and we'll see what happens. But like early on in my career, I remember sitting down with Nathalie Lacombe. Mm-hmm. At the time, she was... I was a pro trainer for CanFit Pro. And she was the man, this was before she was VP for CanFit Pro. And I remember sitting there talking, I was like, you know, I think it's ready for, I'm ready for me to go out into the world and start to train other people to do what I do. And I'm talking like, I was like 2.5 years into my career, thinking all of a sudden I've done this for a bit. Now I'm ready to train other people to do it. It was funny to me. Now that I look back, I'm like, I mean, I still don't think I know anything, but back then I was like, I definitely didn't know anything. but I started as a pro trainer for CanFit Pro and loved it. And then people were just drawn to, the work that I was doing and the way that I was messaging things. And then later on, I became a trainer for a yoga school. And then through that took me all over the place. And that's where I gained my skills as a presenter. Again, it was just, I had a love for teaching yoga to people. And this company was just like, okay, show people how to do it. And then I started to follow their curriculum. I've had amazing mentors like Nathalie Lacombe, Lawrence Biscontini. I did his fit camp years ago. I honestly, as we're sitting here talking, I kind of feel like I have no idea how I got to where I am.
Fair.
But I just know that I just showed up and did what was in my heart. And I was like, all right, let's do this. I mean, as I now am at a certain age and I've had the career that I've had, I mean, I'm looking at all these awards that I'm winning and I'm like, I have no idea how that happened, but I'm like, cool, thanks. And now I'm starting to think, all right, there's something here. It's time to be a little bit more intentional with what I do and what I put out into the world, because obviously people are looking, people are receiving it. And I just want to make sure that it's being used in a way that's helping not just me, but like I said, this entire world. I want to make it a better place.
No, look, man, you're showing up, right? You show up, you present, you give people value. You know, it's like a series of yeses and nos puts you where you are today, right? It's like, you know, the opportunity, yeah. Opportunity, nah, you know, and then whatever they're, you know, the path that leads you on is where you are. So you don't even have to look back and know how or why or anything like that. It's not a 4-year degree, right? It's not.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just figuring it out as I go along.
Take this class again, and then you take this class and then you get, sooner or later we give you a paper and you get out of here. It doesn't work that way.
No, I mean, I got that paper. It's on my wall still. I use parts of it, but it's not how they said it would have looked like. That was also, you know, 3 lifetimes ago. So
I'd love to know. So, you know, we talk about awards, and when you started winning, you know, some big awards and from CanFit Pro and whatnot, was it imposter syndrome, or are you starting to embrace this?
Oh my God, I love this question. It was 1000% imposter syndrome. You guys can see this. That's the first award that I won. That's there on my shelf right there. Specialty Presenter of the Year. Like, I was shocked. I didn't even think I was like eligible to win an award. Thank you for this therapy session, because now that I think back, I think it started to go downhill from there, because I was questioned. Like, before that, I wasn't questioning myself. Then I started to question myself. Is this right? Am I doing this right? Does it have to look a certain way? And that's where I started to burn out, where I was like, okay, I got to back away from this industry. But then pandemic gets me back in. I got nominated as Fitness Professional of the Year, CanFit Pro. And again, it came into my mind. I was like, what? So I went through the whole process. You know, you got to fill out the application and send up all these things. And as I'm sending in all of my accomplishments and everything, I'm like, who is this guy? And then I started to, because I never sat down to be like, look at what you did, Paul. You taught all across the US and Canada. You taught in Australia. You're leading in retreats in Italy. Like, I've never sat down and looked at that. And then the whole process, I was like, well, this guy's pretty cool. And then it took a minute for me to go, well, wait a second, I am that guy. I did that.
Awesome.
And then that's when I was like, now I'm starting to embrace it. And now I'm like, okay, I know who I am. I know what it feels like. Now I'm not going to question if this Arise thing is a thing. It came out of my heart, my mind, poured out.
Oh boy, you froze, Paul.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you froze. That's all right. It came out of your heart.
Yeah, it came out of my heart, and I just went out to do what I needed to do.
Perfect.
See, this is what I love, because there's what's so interesting is that, you know, again, you're always questioning, like, is this right? Or do people look at me and think, wow, that's bullshit. Like, you know, or is this like really changing my life? And then, you know, you see other people like, well, you know, how do I get to, and that's what I think is really interesting when you get people that always ask these questions, like, how do I get to do what you do? Or how do I win an award? Or how do I start a podcast? Or how do I, and there's not really a direct answer that we can give anybody.
Mm-mm.
And it's almost Mm-mm. like you have to find that. Or why isn't my podcast successful? Like, and I'm like, well, you know, Brian and I sat down and we didn't start. Well, what is success to you?
Right.
People are like, well, how much money do you make for this, for that? And I said, that's not why we started our podcast. So I think that
exactly.
that, you know, even like what you said when you were young and you figured out like, hey, I there's something in me. I want to bring people joy. You weren't saying there's something in me where I really want to sit at a desk and make, you know, six figures and have that. But like that wasn't it. And, you know, I think all of us have gone through that where you realize, wait a minute, what is life about? Wait, what? Wait, I'm really miserable doing what I was told I was supposed to do. Like, this is what life told me. I'm checking it off the list. Job, check. Paycheck, check. Can pay my bills, check. You know, happiness. Oh, I can't check that one off. Like, wow.
I will get back to that.
Kind of miserable. Right?
Yeah.
I'll get back to that when I'm 62.
Right. Like, oh, well, maybe, like, I'm supposed to be happy after I retire? Like, yeah. And then... Everything, you know, it falls like dominoes. And I think that that's why certain people have that magnetic attraction that, you know, why do you win awards and why are certain things successful and not? It's because you put that out there to people and say, this is who I am and I'm not perfect. And
yeah.
here are some tools. And listen, if I become a bazillionaire, fantastic. If not, I'm going to wake up like, Brian and I've said this. We're like, you know, listen, we're billionaires. We're still going to podcast. We're still going to wake up. We're going to go for our runs. We're going to, you know, probably train people, like coach people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, certain things might be easier, but we're still going to give and we're still going to give our hearts to other people because that's who we are.
Exactly. And I think that's what is key. You know, Natalie Lacombe in our work together, she would always talk, and this actually, she talked about it in the podcast episode that she was on of my show. And she said, yes, it's about authenticity, but it's also being genuine. Because I think what a lot of these things that we see out there on the social media of like, oh, you know, this is how you're going to get all your clients. It's like, again, contorting yourself into something that doesn't even work on its own, let alone actually work. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when people ask me the question, like, what have you done? I'm like, I just showed up. I just showed up and I was my fabulous self and this, and you can't recreate that. I remember, one of my, early partners, we were, thousands of years ago when we were dating, he was teaching a dance class and the other dance instructors would always be like, oh my God, why are your classes so good? And he would reference, you know, things from the 90s and all that stuff. He's like, I don't know. I just say the shit that comes out of my mouth. And I'm like, but yeah, you can't recreate that. Sure. I can tell somebody, okay, go study nervous system regulation and mindset and astrology, and you can go and have this thing. But if you don't feel it, the people that are consuming that are going to feel that. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
That's the imposter.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That is trying to do whatever, you know, show me how you do it. I don't even know how I did it. Right. You know? So yeah,
yeah.
It's just like, it. Yeah. It's
just
like,
do it.
Yeah. And have fun.
Paul.
Exactly.
Paul, what's next? What's going on? What's next? What's in the agenda? What's in the mix for this next year or, you know, even farther?
Yeah. Well, right now I feel like I've been doing this all my life, but I'm putting together everything to be a streamlined offering that I'm bringing out into the world. Right.
Join the club. Join the club, Paul.
Cause like I officiate weddings. I'm an astrologer. I'm a yoga therapist. I teach fitness. So I'm putting it all together in one streamlined little package that I could go out to the world and be like, This is who Paul Galoro is, if you need him, tap here. But I'm continuing with my Arise program. I have a few little pop-up programs that are going to be coming out that are related to the seasons, because I think it's really important that we stay connected to the seasons, and we live seasonally. My yoga retreat, my first one in 5 years, is happening in Italy this September, and that's going to continue as it was pre-pandemic, but with a little a different look. For the years to come. And, yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at right now and what I'm moving toward in the next couple of years.
All right. Camp Fit Pro, you're going to be there?
I'm going to be there. Woo! I'm presenting, and I'm also going to be passing on the torch to the next fitness professional of the year, which I'm excited for. Because that'll be fun. You're going to be there.
Oh, yeah, with a blowhorn. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. Yes. Of course.
Yeah, and looking stunning at the presenter party, as always.
I'll try and pull it
together. She comes in these, like,
And try.
Always in good. Brian, are we going to see you there?
I don't know. I have to figure it out. I got to get there at some point. We have had so many guests, you know, CanFit Pro celebs.
Because we love Canada.
No, the best. Canada. The best. I actually went to Yankee Stadium last week, and they played the Toronto Blue Jays, and I had in our section was just a group from Toronto. And I'm like, I love you guys. Like, I don't have any, like, you're the most lovely people on the planet. Everybody was happy. I mean, Toronto actually won, so they were happy. And it was
actually
they beat the Yankees. And it was cool. And I was just telling them how I have a podcast, and a lot of our guests are from north of the border, and you know, it's just so fun. So yes, I have to get the CanFit Pro. I don't know if it'll be this year. We'll see.
All right. Paul, can you please tell everybody, how do they find out about Arise? How do they get in touch with you? Website, social, go.
All my socials at Paul Galoro, and my website, paulgaloro.com. So it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward.
There you go. Wow, one-stop shopping.
That's great. Yes. Done.
Keep it simple.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. It has been so much fun to finally, you know, get this podcast together and have an awesome conversation and send your positive joy to all of our listeners all over the world. And what is it? April, May, June, July, August. I'll see you in person in a couple months. So that's,
I'm excited for that.
Exciting.
Yes. And I want to thank you both for the space and allowing me to be here today and just say a bunch of words coming out of my heart, and being here with all of, like, the two of you. I just love your energy, and to be in it right now, I'm like in love. So thank you.
The pleasure is ours, and we appreciate you taking the time to do it for us, because it's about sharing, and you know, it's great. You know, you said a couple things, and like, I've had the feelings. You know, I had the joy. I had it. Like, so, you know, thanks goes to you.
Hey. All right, everybody. With that said, let's go out and have an awesome day. It is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are two fit crazies.
And a microphone.
We are where it's at.
Peace.